الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، today inshallah I want to remind myself and you about one of the most common things that may Allah forgive us we do, which is not only haram but it is haram to the extent where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned it in the Quran and also gave an example. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكَرِيْتُمُهُ. He said, don't you feel disgusted with this example? And that is the sin of ghibah. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to do ghibat is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكَرِيْتُمُهُ. Don't you feel karahiyat? Don't you feel disgusted when you with this example? And ghibat is worse than that. Ghibat is worse than that. The reason why, first of all, what is ghibat? Ghibat is to say something about a person which that person would not like to hear if you had told him or her that. To say something negative, something disparaging about an individual is ghibat. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this, the Sahaba asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, but what if it is true? Rasulullah said, only if it is true, it is ghibat. If it is not true, then it is even worse, it is slander. It is buhtan. You are saying about somebody something which is not true. So if it is true, it is ghibat. And if it is not true, it is buhtan. It is slander. So to say anything which is negative. Now see the standard that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam set. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, one day, she mentioned another of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha, who was much older and she was heavy. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned Sayyida Sauda and said that she is heavy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, Aisha, if these words of yours are put into the oceans, they will make all the oceans bitter. Now, Allah Alam, maybe she said it jokingly, who knows? All of these people are people about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them Jannah. These are people about whom ayat of the Quran were revealed and so on. But still, even though it wasn't as if Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu anha was deliberately setting out to assassinate the character of Sayyida Sauda, na'udhu billah, just to say that she is heavy. Rasulullah ﷺ disapproved and he said that these words, if they are put into the ocean, it will make the whole ocean bitter. So what to say about other things which, may Allah protect us, which we say or which we are witness to? Because in ghibat, the issue is not only speaking, but also being witness to what is being said. So if somebody is saying something and if you are sitting there and you are not protesting against it, or you don't get up and walk out, or you don't stop that, then you are equally responsible for what has been spoken. Even though you didn't start it, even though you may not even agree with it, but if you keep quiet, then you are responsible like the one who was speaking. Now what is not ghibat? Not ghibat is where you say something negative, but in a case, in one of three cases. One, in a case where a crime is being investigated. So you are obviously giving information about a person. Obviously that information is negative. But because it is a crime has been committed, therefore it is your duty to give that information, to hide that information and say, I cannot do ghibat about my brother. This is nonsense. That doesn't work. Second place where to give negative information is permissible is where somebody asks your advice either in relation to a marriage or in relation to doing business. So, supposing somebody says, I have a proposal for my daughter or for my son from so-and-so who is known to you. What is your opinion? Now, you know that that person is bad. You know that that person is, something is wrong with that person or that family. And this is a fact. You know that this is true. to hide it, to say that, no, no, but I cannot do ghibat, this is wrong. Because by hiding it, now you are probably going to ruin somebody else's life. So therefore, you have to, it is your duty to say clearly that this is what I know about these people. Please find out for yourself, do your own investigation, but this is what I know about these people and this is the negative thing. So that is for, as far as marriage is concerned or as far as doing business. Somebody says, I want to do business with so and so, and you know that that person is either incompetent or dishonest or something, and it is your duty to inform the person and say, this is what I know about that person. The third case where it is permissible to speak something negative about another individual is where that person is a public figure and that person's actions are corrupting society. So, for example, if it is somebody who is doing something negative, whether it is in Islam or whether it is generally speaking, someone is spreading some evil, somebody Islamically, for example, if there is some alim who has given a fatwa which is contrary to the Quran and Sunnah, or if there is some organization which is doing something which is negative Islamically, or even if it is nothing to do with Islam, if it is generally speaking somebody is doing something negative, it's a public figure who is doing something, a politician or whoever, who is doing something negative, then it is your duty to stand up and speak against that person and to warn the people against that person, against that organization, because that is, that organization is spreading evil. If you don't warn against them, if you don't speak against them, then you are not stopping that evil from spreading and therefore you will be culpable. Therefore, it is permissible to speak something negative about that. You are not, that is not ghibah. Therefore, that this kind of thing, speaking negative, is permissible. But other than these three things, to speak something negative about somebody else in Islam is not permissible. If it is something negative which you are really so concerned about, then you should go and speak to that person directly and tell him, this is what you are doing, this is what is wrong with it, please stop doing it, or this is what you are saying, whatever the case might be. But to speak about that to a third person, not permissible. This is not permissible. Another form of ghibah, which is called namima, relates to carrying tales. You sit in one place, you hear something, and then you go and convey that in some other place. And you see, this is what they were saying about you. This is what was happening in that place. This again is, the person who does that is called a qattat. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the qattat will not enter Jannah. So it is as bad as that. Someone who carries tales, hears something from one place and goes and says it somewhere else. Also included in this is to say something negative without actually saying it, meaning to indicate by your body language, by your gestures, by the tone of your voice, something which is negative even though you did not actually speak any words. So for example, if a person is mentioned and you say, oh, that one, I know all about it. Now, you haven't said anything, right? Or maybe by the expression on your face, and he's oh ho. No, all I said is oh ho. What is oh ho? Yeah? So the point is, but the way you say it, the tone of voice, and the expression, and so on, is conveying something negative about that individual. All of this kind of stuff comes into the description of ghibat. And the biggest problem with ghibat is that it is a sin where when you commit it, your good deeds go to the person about whom you were speaking. So now, as I always say, you do not do ghibat of somebody you love. You do ghibat of somebody you dislike. Now, what sense does it make to give your good deeds to the person that you dislike? It makes absolutely no sense. And that's why the famous quote of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that if I have to do ghibat, I will do ghibat of my mother, because at least my good deeds will go to my mother. Why should my good deeds go somewhere else? Now, not that he was doing ghibat of his mother, but I'm just saying to illustrate the principle, this is what he said. So it makes absolutely no sense to give your good deeds to somebody who you consider to be, you consider that person to be bad. And that's why I say, you know, may Allah bless the slanderer, and may Allah bless the one who does ghibah, because he gives unasked. So, Because somebody came to Imam Shafi Rahmatullah and said, and told him, so-and-so is saying something bad about you. So Imam Shafi went to the market, he bought some fruits and went to that person and gave it to him. He said, why are you giving me this gift? He said, because you have been giving me a good deed. So I thought I should return something reciprocate. So here is some fruit for you. So the point is that I always say, you know, may Allah bless the slanderer, bless the one who does ghibat, because he's giving me so many of his good deeds, you know, mashallah. If I ask my friends and say, please give me one good deed, they will not give it. They will not give it. They will say, no, I did my good. But the slanderer is giving it free. Giving it for free. And again, do remember, it's a question of, it's not even a question. Slanderer does not have to have good deeds to give you. Because if he does not have good deeds, then your evil goes to him. That this is the famous hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he asked the Sahaba about the people who are the destitute of the Ummah. And he said, who are the destitute people of the Ummah? They said, Ya Rasulullah, the people who do not have dinar or dirham, they have no money. He said, no, they are the people who will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment with mountain-sized good deeds, with lots of good deeds. But there will be people who they wronged and who they harmed and who they beat and who they cursed and who they did ghibat about and who they did namima about and so on. And all of these people, the good deeds will be given to them until all the good deeds are exhausted. But the people will still be there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows everything, will ask, now what shall we do? The people will say, Ya Allah, give our evil deeds to this man because of what he did. And this will be done, and the person will be thrown into the hellfire because of what he did. So therefore, I remind myself and you that this ghibat, even though for a lot of us, I remember one day I was speaking to some young people, and we were talking about ghibat, and one of them said, oh, there goes my social life. So I think, I think that's probably the case for a lot of people. There goes the social life. But doesn't matter, let the social life go. If that's the social life you have, then it's high time you let it go. So therefore, let us, I remind myself and you, let us stay away from this evil. Let us try to, in a nice way, even if somebody else starts it, tell them, look, let us not go into this. This is harmful for us. Why are we giving away our good deeds to somebody else? Let us do that. Do it in a nice way, but do it. Because otherwise, it never stops. And there is a never-ending thing. And we don't realize how much we lose when we are doing this ghibat. We are carrying all this garbage in our heads about other people, and then we are giving away our good deeds. Makes absolutely no sense. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this evil. And the biggest reason why this is such an evil, I mean, to complete, I forgot that piece. The biggest reason why this is such a big evil and there's such a huge prohibition on this is because this is like the termites which eat the foundation of a building. You know, in the olden days you had buildings made of wood. Even now in the US and other places, wood is used in construction. So you have beams and so on made of wood. Now if termites get into that, then the wood from the outside, the wood looks absolutely intact, but from the inside it completely becomes hollow, because the termites eat it up, and then suddenly the whole building collapses one day because the beam cannot hold, the pillar cannot hold the structure anymore because it has no strength. And this is what ghibat does to the ummah. This is what ghibat does to the ummah. The ghibat is like termites in a building. It destroys from inside. It destroys from inside. On the face of it, we have good relations with Salaam Alaikum, my brother, how are you? And inside you are saying, I hope you die tomorrow. You know, I mean, this is like this. The inside is filled with evil. We are bad talking each other, slandering each other the whole time. And on the face of it, we are showing this nice face and, you know, smiling and so on and so on. But inside there is no compassion, there is no mercy, there is no desire to help one another, nothing, zero. And all we do is spread evil about each other. You know, you talk, bad talk this one, bad talk that one, bad talk that one. Constantly we have only this issue of bad talking people. We have nothing positive to say. We have only negative to say. We believe negative very easily, whatever it is. And tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about suspicion and the problem with that. This time Jumu'ah also is on that ayat of Suratul Hujurat. So therefore, let us be very, very careful with this. This is like termites eating a building. Ghibat destroys the ummah, and that's the reason why there is such a severe prohibition on ghibat. Two women were brought to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The family, they said, Ya Rasulullah, they are suffering from terrible stomach cramps, very much, a lot of stomach pain, please, you know, can you make dua? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, get a bowl, and then he told them, vomit. And when they put their finger into their throat and they vomited out raw lumps of flesh. And this is one of the mu'jizat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They vomited raw lumps of flesh. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you were eating the flesh of your brother or sister. Now, obviously, the women didn't eat the flesh, but this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed in actual, by in a graphic and material way, what happens with the issue of ghibah. They said these women, they were talking about other people. You see, this is the result. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us and to have mercy on us and to save us from this very, very nasty thing, and let us completely reject it and remove it from our lives, because there is absolutely no good in this. Absolutely, this is completely negative habit, which unfortunately has become part of life. It's high time we get rid of this. Absolutely, no, do not talk negative about anybody, period. Whoever it might be, whatever it might be, there's no need. If you really think so, if you are so concerned, go talk to the person. Go tell the person, this is what you're doing, why you're doing it. If you can't do that, forget it, there's no need. There's no need to tell a third person about what has been happening, except of course the three cases which I already mentioned. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.